Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen. Dreams do come true. And I am feeling so blessed and privileged and delighted and honored to have the beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Laura Lee Lezak and beloved Kuan Yin. Welcome.
Thank you, Iris. Wonderful to be with you.
Am I saying your name right?
Laura Lee Lezak.
Lezak. You know, I'm really sorry. I feel like I have a really good connection with who you are, and there's something about your name I always trip on, so I ask you to forgive me, Laura.
It's not a problem, Iris. No problem.
I don't want it to feel like I don't get you or don't know what you're doing, because that's where my entire focus is. And sometimes I just have seemed to trip on my introductions and stuff. Like, once I'm into it, I let go of all of those things. But, you know, I go through a definite process every time to be on the radio.
Well, I think we all do. And, my name comes out a lot of different ways with a lot of different people, so I'm not concerned at all.
Mine only does if they see it handwritten by me, and then there's some very creative spellings. It's like... I wonder sometimes if I can make myself understood, you know? Well, my darling, I want you to explain what you do and how you started to be doing it, and then let's just ask Kuan Yin.
Okay, well, I am a full-body channel for Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin literally is often seen in my body when she's speaking through me, and she moves my arms and legs, and she grounds energy through me and connects energy in other people by grounding it through me. She is a very powerful being, and I am emanating her energy while I'm speaking, and while she is working through me, she is grounding a lot of new levels of consciousness and power and support and acceleration through all of the physical bodies of those who are listening. And we together then emanate energy out to all beings in this reality, because as a group, we create an enormous power together. That is an important part of the shift in consciousness and in dimensions that's happening right now on our planet. So the new power that we create together is an important acceleration for all beings as we emanate it out. And there are so many beings that are going to be a part of this broadcast today that we are going to be a powerful force together. Everyone that's listening, if you choose to ground these energies through you, you will have enormous power come to your body, and you will have much power to share. And in the process of extending this energy out from ourselves, we build enormous power into ourselves, because it's not something that actually depletes when we give it out. It accelerates to meet the goal or the desire, the outcome that we intend. So when we send energy out together today for this planet, we will experience a tremendous amount of a tremendous surging of power through our own bodies. And that's the enormous high, shall we say, of benevolent service. So I am grateful to be here with you, Iris, so we can use this opportunity to create an enormous acceleration for all beings together.
Yes, and I want to say it's really time that we started asking for something above and beyond what we've been asking for. for ourselves and for everyone, what would truly be thrilling, what would truly be thrilling. And I feel like we're just being asked to focus on what we want, and then the how is done through us, but not necessarily by us. I can't explain it more than that. Isn't that what you're saying?
In a way, I think one of the things that we're experiencing right now is this enormous global connection that has come to be in the last few years, and especially of late in the Obama election. There is this an insurgence of energy that happened because so many people were in excitement and joy and relief at the same time all over the world. And I think that is a basis then of this connection that we all feel and that we participate in now. And so, as you say, we can set an intention for something, and we are so connected that it could come from anywhere. It could happen anywhere. We can be used in a different way than we expect, of course. Often we are, you know. But I think that a tremendous amount of support is available in so many myriads of ways that we didn't have before because of this new global consciousness that we are a part of.
Well, also, it's a whole new level. It's a whole reversal. Like, what we had in the Bush era was we would say what we wanted from our government, and I wrote lots and lots and lots of letters and emails, and I made calls, and I got sort of like, up yours, we'll do what we want. And with Obama, even before he was elected, I felt like I would whisper in his ear what I would really like, and it would start being done right away. And I feel like that's because we are connected at the level of the highest good of all. We're really wanting the highest good of all. And that's a worldwide global thing.
And it's so exciting. Isn't it just an amazing time, Iris?
Yes.
And I'm Kuan Yin on election day, when Obama was actually elected, said that we ignited planetarily in mass enlightenment, and that we will never be the same. It was like that. I literally saw the planet explode as a ball of light and blow off these tendrils of darkness that were anchored into it. And now that we have this level of consciousness together, we have nothing but acceleration to create for ourselves. We don't need to be in any sort of disruption anymore. We can create whatever we want now without hindrance. And as you say, you know, you whisper a little statement and you see it manifest in this enormous global connection in enlightenment now. We have the capacity to create more faster and more expediently and in more joy than we have ever had before. So this is just an unprecedented, unparalleled time in human history to be enjoying our bodies, to be celebrating what we want, and to be watching our creations manifest instantaneously. So we have this huge, huge acceleration going on together now. And so many things have already happened in this short time of him being in office that are shifting things dramatically.
And before.
Yes, yes.
And now we have this two climate orders of Bush's today.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry. What?
He reversed two climate orders of Bush's today. And he just every day doing something that is compassionate.
Yes.
And this is what we want to call, this is the heart of the world. What we want to call forth here is, see, I didn't ever get how it was okay for us to go do in Iraq every single day what they did one day here at 911, which wasn't them anyway. You know, how rude.
I saw one picture of people's reactions on Election Day, and I saw one of soldiers crying in relief.
Thank God.
And Kuan Yin used this beautiful phrase the other day. She calls this living in the heartbeat of creation.
Living in the heartbeat of creation.
What a time to be alive. Oh, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for this man in office and for all we all did to get him there and the level of consciousness we rose to be able to bring this into being. I'm grateful beyond words, and we have that capacity to continue to create at a logarithmic rate right now. We have connected in consciousness. This is a global planet, you know, this is a planetary ignition in consciousness. So what we have coming is, Kuan Yin just keeps reiterating, is beyond what we could even imagine. She was even saying that on Election Day, we had gotten to this mass enlightenment, and she said her obligation to this reality was fulfilled, and many of us who have been working on this for centuries, our obligations were fulfilled. And she said, now it's time to see what it's like to live in mass enlightenment and to enjoy that.
Enjoying living in mass enlightenment. Woo-hoo!
What a time. What a time. And I want to reiterate this, too, that we don't need to be in any sorts of disruptions. We do not need to go through the planetary, the shifts that of...
were prophesied.
Exactly.
The bullshit prophecies?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I have to say, I don't think that's ever helped to put our attention there on destruction. And it's the same old paradigm belief that there has to be a healing crisis, that there has to be an upheaval, that there has to be something destroyed.
Exactly.
Because with light technologies, if you want to call them technologies, things are transformed with light. It is done lightly, joyously, harmoniously, and sometimes almost instantly.
I totally agree with you, Iris. And I
because
can't tell
it's
you
done
enough.
By love.
And Kuan Yin has agreed with you probably 1,000 times in my channelings. I totally believe this. And it is just, it's not necessary, and it's not even helpful for us to learn our lessons in disruption any longer. It's like, as you say, it's a belief system. And we can move forward and say, been there, done that. I'm going to
Stone
do
Age.
Right now. Yes.
It's a little too retro for me.
Yeah. And oftentimes when we learn our lessons in trauma, we continue to carry that trauma. It's very difficult. We don't move forward as quickly as if we learned a lesson in love.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of, when you're in fear of recreating something you've done, there's a lot of stumbling around going towards your goal. It's like the purpose is always to consume the fears and to go forward fearlessly, knowing all is well.
And feeling safe and supported. And that's what we have now, is this incredible support system. Planetary support, energetically, consciously, you know, a global support system. And George Bush was the epitome of the opposite. He was fractionalizing things. And now we have a man who's, as you say, so compassionate, so compelling, so willing to help and to, as he said in his speech, if we will extend our hand if you unclench your fist. It's so exciting to watch a man as president that teaches me how to be a better person.
Yes. And that calls that forth in all of us. And you know, I want to say, don't expect him to do it. Let's all do it. And call forth that greatness in ourselves, that determination, that willingness to change things. Somebody said to me the other day, to change your life, change your life.
That's a powerful statement.
To change your life, change your life. And I've noticed that there, every time there's something about me I want to change, that I hear that and I go, wow, do I really want to change this thing? You know, so it's an opportunity to look too. And it's as simple as changing our thought and changing our behavior that moment if it's something we want to change. And I think we pretty much want to change all the time because the direction of God is always greater perfection.
And I think the easiest way to change, Iris, is to focus on what's exciting to us. What's exciting now in this new day, this new dawn, this new era of humanity? What's exciting in this kind of open space of creation that we have now, with opportunities to live the life that we feel is appropriate and accelerate, you know, possibilities for all people to have an enjoyable life and with equal abundance and equal opportunity. I can't wait to see what this world is like in a year from now, in 2 years from now. This is a man that is, Barack Obama is ushering in 2012. He is the president that is ushering this new era of galactic alignment, a galactic federation and everything into this reality. It's an enormously powerful time. We are going to be moving so quickly in the next 3 years that it's going to amaze every one of us. It's going to amaze each and every person on this planet how much this world changes in the next 3 years. And what an exciting ride to be a part of. And the best thing we can do is to dream the biggest dreams that we can imagine and allow that to be what carries us through. Allow those dreams to just come to be in this accelerated creative force environment we're a part of.
The biggest dreams we can dream. Dream the biggest dreams we can dream. Say it again.
Dream as big as you possibly can dream right now. Let yourself have whatever it is that's exciting to you. Don't hold back your excitement. The greatest gift we can give to this reality is to enjoy our bodies in every situation that we're a part of and to let ourselves feel the excitement that's possible when we live our desires, when we live the life that we want to live. That is the greatest gift we can give to humanity. Because we are connected, our excitement extends out to every person here and allows them to ignite in their excitement. And their ignition ignites other people's ignition. And we just go on and on and on to create an entire world of this kind of excitement. It's not necessary to have any disruption anymore. It's a new world. It's a new way of being here now. It's a new dimensional structure. We can create anything we want now. It's not necessary to hurt in any way.
Well, let me just use an example of something my friend Joanna Cherry and I saw last night, Slumdog Millionaire. Have you seen it?
Oh, I have not yet.
Well, it was very shocking the way they treated these orphans. It was very shocking the things that they went through. And it was a kind of movie. If I had the DVD, I would have fast forwarded a lot of it because there was a lot of, you know, dramatized cruelty. And the question I was asking when I was watching this, it was a lot about orphans in India. And there was the soul's triumph over this, so it was redeemed. But it was very hard to watch how these children just didn't meet any kindness. There just wasn't any kindness. There wasn't any love. And there wasn't a profound honoring and cherishing of life for these children. And my friend and I just left sort of devastated by, you know, even though it turned out there were all of these things that happened. And I feel like it's part, to be shown that is part of the thing that needs to be healed, and that's calling forth our humanity and our love and our givingness and our all pulling together. But that is what I want to see, you know, pulling together, honoring God in each one, loving each one, and awakening that in each one, that we can have whatever we choose, not abuse or thievery to get. You know, these children were reduced to thievery to grow up. So I just, what are your thoughts on that?
What comes to mind is that the acceleration in consciousness is happening so deeply right now. And in this, you know, ignition in mass enlightenment, the energy structures are shifting inside of every person here. And the level of consciousness is shifting. And the beingness is grounding into each person in ways it has never been able to do before. So what we're seeing is a shift in consciousness globally that affects each and every individual on this planet. There will be nothing that needs to be that disruptive any longer. I think it's important at times for us to understand the difficulties that we are experiencing in our world and see what we can do about that. And that's where our compassion is called forth. And, you know, for instance, when Al Gore put the movie out, An Inconvenient Truth, it was very hard to watch what's happening, but this whole green movement was spawned by the information that came from that movie. And so my hope is that this movie that you speak of is able to bring forth that compassion and
yeah.
the help that's needed and the
yeah.
understanding. Yes.
Also, many of these children were orphaned because of religious hatred.
Mm.
And so I'm just asking for that everyone recognize that God is the same, whatever we call God. And it's the part that loves each one of us.
Yes, and I felt Barack Obama really address that in his acceptance speech, or his inauguration speech, when he spoke about the Muslims and things. I feel his willingness to look at the heart and the commonality in all religions, and he truly is a world leader. He's a world leader.
Yes, and. And he really is listening to us. He really is listening to us. And this is the culmination of what all of the light workers have been asking for and praying for and decreeing for and visualizing. And I just remember feeling so depleted and defeated when Bush won.
Yes, yes.
Both times.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I want to say something I would like to see in government now. I would like to see a Department of Green established, And I would like Al Gore to be in charge of creating all the green jobs. And I would like it to be co-sourced with Bill Clinton and all of the people that he had. I mean, he was the first president ever that when he went out, not only did we not have any debt, we had a surplus in the budget. And that was so underplayed. You know, all we heard about were his blowjobs. And I'd like to see he and Al Gore in charge of the Department of Green, because I think he's very smart about money. And I would like those people. Do we have a caller, Don? Is that what we have?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Iris. Hi, Laura. I have a comment, actually, listening to the two of you speak, and it has a little bit ties in Slumdog and then, of course, Al Gore. It's really the sense that as we move into onement, we're almost, and I don't even want to say almost, at least for myself, I find myself experiencing a wide range of emotions, a wide range of thought patterns, a wide range of, I'd say those two, coming in. And it, rather than putting the filter on things or emotions or visualizations like in Slumdog, or, you know, the world's just kind of really going to shit with what I'll go put out.
I didn't hear all that. What was the last thing?
What I'm trying to say is, it's almost like I get the feeling, and I'm not quite sure I understand it completely, but I get the feeling that we're meant to experience the emotions that come with when the life force appears to be misused or misabused or misapplied.
Yeah, that we don't accept that.
Exactly. Like during the inauguration, which I was so thrilled, and I voted for Obama, I had moments where I'd be like, say, washing the dishes and watching TV, and the reverence that would be coming, you know, becoming over on the waves where people were crying or just saluting their flags or whatever. And then I'd have this thought form come in that wasn't true. Like, say, like a shooting of Obama or something like that, and I'd be like, no, I don't give my energy to that.
Well, not only that, all of us call for invincible, eternal, ascended master protection, the violet flame, the unfed flame, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and the victory of the ascended master victory around him, around his mission, and around the mission of everyone that is on this planet now, because we came to transform this place. We came to get it cleaned up, and we are all here together to do that, and nothing shall be allowed to interfere with it. And I have spoken. That is what I am creating. And
so
thank you for bringing that up.
So it's essentially, once that image or thought form comes through, turn around on a dime and claim your mastery, and then put your energy forward towards the creation, what you want. So
yes.
Like in Slumdog, when you saw the, you know, the poor children, oh my gosh, yeah, I saw the movie too, it's fabulous, you know, and then wish that no more.
Yeah, it's like, that's enough of that. We're not doing that anymore. What is your name?
My name's Althea.
Althea?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Althea. I feel like, I'm sorry, I feel like Laura didn't get to respond to you. I just went off. I'm sorry, Laura. What do you say to Althea?
I think that there's a very powerful force that's moving through all of us right now. And I think a lot of people are understanding things about creation that have never been understood before. And I think your perceptions are right on. We're in a elevated consciousness right now, so we're seeing and feeling the effects of things around us in ways that perhaps we couldn't perceive before. So I see what you're saying as an elevated consciousness perspective, Althea.
Now, let me ask you on the channeling part. if, you know, there's a lot of talk about us being divine masters or us coming into our divine mastership, and why then is channeling still necessary? Is channeling a part of our soul contract? Is channeling a part of bringing in higher dimensional energies because we can't on our own? What is it?
I look at it as a beingness that extends to a greater understanding than perhaps my little form here has been able to perceive in this life. And so I allow a greater access to consciousness to come through by opening my body up to another being that has more understanding perhaps than I do. I don't see... You know, I understand oneness, and I understand we are capable of being and knowing everything. And then you and I sit here and have a conversation. And, you know, in the truest sense of the word, we are one. And then in another sense, we're having fun being able to talk to each other. You see?
Right.
And so I feel that way with Kuan Yin, who hasn't come into this conversation as of yet, except in me quoting her. So you'll have another experience in a couple of minutes with her. But this is an access to greater understanding that is allowed through my body by me giving my permission to it. And
so if I'm to understand it right, it's just like a conversation you're having with me, except for you're having it with someone who isn't embodied,
right,
and that you're allowing just greater insight, greater information to come to and through.
Right, absolutely.
And then at the same time, I don't know if this has happened to you as I was speaking with Iris, where you get glimpses of the consciousness that's out there, the collective consciousness, and then at that point in time, do you too turn on a dime and claim what you wish to see happen?
Yes, and not only that, there are tools. They are Ascended Master tools. They are beyond laser capabilities. They are beyond power of our knowing, and one of them is the violet flame. And the violet flame was brought to the planet by Saint Germain, who is an ascended master, and it's for the purpose of healing, transmuting, uplifting, freeing us from all the thoughts, the feelings, the mass consciousness, what most of us have believed. Which have, if we look at it, Althea, it's just a collection of things that are remembered that haven't been forgiven. So the violet flame is for the law of forgiveness, and it is for saying we will have that no more. So you can clean that way. You can call the violet flame. You can see a picture of that and hold it in your hand like it's a negative and actually see the violet flame burning it.
Does the collective consciousness come to everyone, or does it come to those who are in like energy?
The collective consciousness is something you have to protect yourself from and choose your own consciousness of what you will have, not what other people say are possible, not what other people have done, but what is in your heart, Althea. And I'm sorry, Laura, you answered this.
There's a couple of things that come to mind here when you say that. We are in a mass enlightenment right now, so there is a collective consciousness that is accelerating dramatically. I think what you're talking about, Iris, I might call collective mass belief systems and energies that perhaps are not advantageous. I got the sense that that's what you were talking about. I think that there's a level of consciousness aligning into all of us now that is bringing each of us into an accelerated state of awareness and enlightenment. We are in this enlightenment right now, and we access that in our own hearts. And enlightenment is happening in connection these days. By connecting with others now, we can enlighten each other in every situation that we are a part of. That's what this new dimensional structure that we are a part of is right now. It's not enlightenment in our caves, though many of us went through years of grounding and understanding our inner selves to be able to create this mass enlightenment. We are in a space now where enlightenment is happening in connection. So there's, I see two levels to what you're saying, Iris, and to both of you. So there's new levels of consciousness in mass connection that were not here before. And that's a gift. And then there are mass beliefs that we need to be, you know, be careful that we don't take on, because we don't need to go through the disruptions and the karma and the drama and all the disease that we have created mostly out of mass conscious beliefs. So, am I making myself clear now?
Yes, I think you are, and I'm actually thinking that Kuan Yin has a lot to do with this, because she's compassion.
Yes.
So it's like when I get these hits coming to and through me, and they do not embody my heart and soul at any level, I think, oh my gosh, and I say no, I don't agree to that, and I clear it. And now I think I want to take it that next step further, which is invite the, you know, violet light or Kuan Yin too, or both, and simply just say I'm not a vehicle for that.
Well, here's what I suggest. We only have about 15, 20 minutes left to give Kuan Yin some time to speak.
Okay,
so you just ask for Kuan Yin, and I will bring her through. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, wait. Don't go.
Don't go?
Just stand in line with us.
Okay, so you would like her to ask questions? How? What are you wanting?
Well, I just thought you were letting her. No, I didn't want to ask have her ask questions, but there was something else I wanted to say to you, Althea. Oh, notice that the part of you that's active here is you're observing which thoughts fit and which thoughts serve and which thoughts don't serve. And you are connecting more with the mass consciousness that Laura's talking about. Am I making sense here?
Yes.
Yes. You get that right, Laura?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, too, that, you know, when you're concerned that you have fears, I think we all have fears after what we've gone through and these last two elections, you know, possibly being stolen and all of that. Well, after all
not
of this
possibly,
time of
sure.
repression... We have, of course we have fear that this could change, that, you know, and so we just need to, I think, continue to remind ourselves of what we do want and breathe and say, all right, I do want this shift, and breathe into that fear and shift it. You know, fear is excitement without breath.
Right.
Well, and it's also saying we are victorious this time. We are seeing it through. We are all seeing it through together.
And I allow myself to have a reality where things go right.
Okay, came into that, sisters. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm gonna tune into Kuan Yin now and allow her to come through. It may take a moment or so. So I will talk with y'all later and have fun with Kuan Yin.
Always.
All right, then, yes, indeed, my dear ones. We are opening up a lot of power in this reality at this time. Magnificent things are occurring in many beings. Acceleration right now. Do you understand that new power is available to each and every person in this reality right now? New experiences of creation are available to all beings at this time. We are giving each other this power. My goodness, what an exciting time to be in creation. What a powerful experience it is to accelerate in connection with each and every person in this reality. My goodness, no one needs to be in difficulty at this point in time. No one needs to be hurting in this reality. No one has to take disruption into their bodies any longer, my dear ones. We have grounded new experiences of creation into this reality to give all beings the excitement that is possible right now. What do you think of all of that, my dear Iris?
Well, I have a question. That's wonderful. That's what I want. That's what we've been shooting for. And if you'll pardon the expression. And what if, Kuan Yin, and I thank you so much for doing this and making yourself available in this way. What if what you've dreamed of your whole life and wanted and asked for is something that nobody else thinks is possible. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that it's not possible. What if that?
What do you think ought to happen at this time in this reality, my dear?
I think that the dreams that people have held in their hearts, even the ones that they have thought were impossible and that were impossible in the consciousness of the past, come forth now as fulfilled.
And what do you think ought to happen in this fulfillment?
I think the experience I would like is just that everyone breathes in that feeling of, yes, this is it. This is even more than I dreamed of.
It is more powerful than ever to be in this reality right now. It is nothing like it was even 1 month ago. It is challenging each and every person at this time to understand the accelerated creative force that is magnifying in each and every experience that is occurring. It is a noticeably different time than it ever has been in this reality. Your body moves quickly in this energy. It accelerates connections with others that are magnificent beings and want to share power here. It notices there are new things happening in each and every experience that were not happening before in consciousness. And we want to share this information, my dear, because it is so very important that the people understand that this new level of consciousness is all there is right now. It is not necessary to make disruptions occur by believing we need to continue with a process that has gone on for centuries in this reality. It is a new world. It is not going to be the same ever again. It is not going to be difficult to create what you want at this time. Magnificent energies are accelerating here. You are a magnificent creator, my dear one, and nothing needs to be in your way in any shape or form. Without having to hurt another, you can create everything you could possibly desire in each and every experience in this reality. It is how we are creating at this time. It is what goes on here now, because all beings are in connection in this accelerated creative force. We have nothing to do but to enjoy our bodies now. What do you think of that?
We have nothing to do but enjoy our bodies now. You know what that sounds like? Be in a group of children at the beach. It sounds like the work is done. There is nothing but well-being. We have accomplished what we set out to accomplish. And there is ever-increasing perfection. Isn't that what you're saying?
And there is support in every instance in your reality to accommodate this accelerated creative force in your bodies. There is a new support in every situation that you are a part of, because all beings are in this energy now. You will see noticeably different kinds of energies moving through each and every person at this time. And there are going to be new things that occur in these energies, because it is time for them to be here with all of this power occurring. So different kinds of structures will occur in this reality. New support systems, new experiences of aligning energy together, new ways of giving each other excitement and power. We all are here to experience that now, not the disruptions of the past. And so if we decide to share this level of consciousness together, we become enlighteners in every situation that we are a part of. So let us for a moment here sit together and decide to enlighten each other for this moment in time. Let us sit in connection here and see if we can light up this reality by sharing creation in this connection. Let us see if each person here can give enough power out to allow no one to be in disruption any longer. Let us do that right now. Is that all right with you, my dear Iris?
Oh, yes, please.
And sit up in your chair, each person on this conference.
sit up and allow this energy to move right down through your spine and see if you can extend it out to every person in this reality by aligning it in your body right here, right now. Don't worry about anything. It is not going to help the situation. Just decide it is a good time to give this energy out and support each other in this power right here, right now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
All right, then. Let us join forces right here. Settle down in your body. See if you can ground energy right down through your spine into your planet and let the energy extend outward in all directions from your body. See if you can give to yourself this accelerated creative force connection in enlightened support right now. See if you can understand what this is that we are talking about by experiencing it in your body right here, right now. Do you see energy moving right down through you at this time? Do you see energy opening up from your body in all directions?
Yeah.
Do you see extensions of consciousness coming out of your hands and your feet? Like a programmable robot, we can give our bodies whatever we want. We can say, I want to give this body enormous power right here, right now. I have support to give to all beings. I want to share that. I want to live in excitement and wonder. I want to live in excitement, creative connection, and accelerated enjoyment in my life. I no longer see myself in disruption. I allow myself to be an accelerated creative force connection in this reality. I do not let my heart be hurting. I decide to support excitement here. I let myself be an enormously powerful accelerator of creative connection. And what do you see in that instance, my dear one?
I see each of us being as God intended us to be, perfect and happy and free and in ever-increasing perfection and harmonious with all others and living a life that's a joyous, that it both has an upward spiral and it has a frequency and vibration, and it has a sort of a rhythm that's like a gentle wavy lines, and it's like da 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 da. This is beautiful. This is sweet. This is beautiful. I love this.
And what do you see in your body right now, dear?
I see sort of bubbles lifting upward, and like champagne bubbles. And
what does it feel like in your heart in this moment in time?
It's this great heart-shaped pink light with stars coming out of it from the center of it and going in every direction, sending this love out, wishing this good for everyone, happiness without limit.
And what does it feel like in your body, in all parts of your body right now?
Oh, it sort of feels like little kid excitement of, you know, like if you were a child and your family was going to the beach that day, and when you got up, there was this expectancy and just savoring already the fun of the day. And
what does it look like to tell yourself right here, right now, I am going to create anything I want for myself?
Let me say that. I am going to create anything and everything I want for myself.
In creative connection with exciting individuals.
In creative connection with exciting individuals. And further than that, I think, Kuan Yin, we're all calling forth our soul family, because it is very beneficial to co-create with our soul family now.
And what does a soul family mean to you, my dear?
It means those who are not only of like intention for the good of all life, but it is a group in which our gifts, each of our gifts are intensified, complemented by the others, and so that we can give maximum service to all life by combining our creative gifts.
And thank you for that, my dear one. For a lot of people are in need of understanding the power that they carry in this manner. For it is so exciting to experience creation together right now, to see what is possible to share in this reality, to understand the excitement that is capable of coming through one individual who can give this energy out to many, many beings. And I support you in all of your endeavors, my dear. You are an igniter of creation here, an igniter of accelerated creative force in connection. My goodness, levels of consciousness moving through an individual can ignite all beings at this time in this reality. Each person is capable of creating this kind of acceleration here, for we are all in connection at this time. No one is needing to be in difficulty. No one is hurting if they are allowing this new energy into their bodies. What do you think of that?
I think it's time, and I think that when we have looked to medicine and science, this is what we have all been desiring in our hearts, because the human ways have been Stone Age, and now we have called forth the Ascend Master Divine Solutions.
And Stone Age is not occurring at this time.
No.
Stone Age is not something we want to continue to create. So
no.
Let us notice the difference in this time frame of what is possible now, that we can give whatever we want into this connection, that we can support all beings in these experiences of excitement and love and power and acceleration that are occurring, and that no one needs to be in difficulty at this time. So notice the difference inside of yourself when this body aligns this accelerated creative force into all beings. Allow it to move through you and outward from you. As you are extending this energy, allow yourself to accelerate in this power. And see what happens in your body when you say, I align this energy in all beings right here, right now.
I align this energy in all beings. What is it again?
Right here and right now.
In all beings, right here and right now.
And extend this energy outward in all directions from your body. And let it go. Let it out for all beings to receive and enjoy. Let them enlighten in this power. Let them see the power that is running through their bodies. Let their hearts extend this energy also. Let your body accelerate in this power. And lofty ideas will come to you as to how to create what you want right now. Lofty ideas will bubble to the surface of your memory banks to see for yourself what is possible right now.
Kuan Yin, I'm so sorry. We need to go off the air in just a few seconds. So I wanted to, or 2 minutes. So I wanted to give time for Laura to say how to reach you. And I wanted to ask you to come back. Would you come back next week? Would next week work? I feel like we're not nearly done here.
We would be better off in a week or two from now, dear, but we will have another option in a little while, and I will finish up our conversation right now.
Oh.
For Laura is still in her trance state,
So I'm going to tell you all that we have enormously powerful experiences on our website, where you can find our activations online, and enormously powerful classes we are going to be teaching in February, where you can join us for these powerful teleconferences and receive these energies in abundance and support of the enlightenment that is occurring here. And it is kuanyincenter.org. Yes, kuanyincenter.org. And we will find you in this accelerated creative force. If you are excited about sharing these energies with us, we will help you to remember the empowerment that is possible right now and to see for yourself what is possible in this accelerated creative force connection and enlightened support that we are experiencing in this reality at this time. And I manufacture enlightenment in each individual who is excited about sharing these powers.
Thank you, Kuan Yin. Thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock Pacific time. Until then,
Amma. Thank you, my dear one, for all of this power.
And thank you.